From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the news at this hour, U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a televised speech calling it a new dawn.
We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State.
U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Mattis also said the U.S. does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has in the past advocated as spoils for American military activity there, and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him in Iraq for an unannounced visit, which comes on the second day of the Mosul military offensive to push out the Islamic State. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produces new momentum toward peace in Syria.
It's time to try again some intra-Syrian talks, keeping Astana focused only on the cessation of hostilities and Geneva, and therefore all of you, the UN, the international community, involved in trying to see whether there is any space at this stage for a political discussion.
Meantime, the Syrian coalition president said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. From here in Washington, this is VOA.